We are here in the world of Simcha and Tzchok. And can everyone hear me okay today? Good, Baruch Hashem. Hey, Yossi Ehrenfeld's here. Hi, Yossi.
Hi, Rabbi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Rabbi, too. Thank you for having me on.
A taste of Yerushalayim.
Yes, I need it.
I bet no one's ever called you a taste of Yerushalayim, but I only know you Yerushalayim. So even if you're in the five towns, I think of Yerushalayim when I see you.
Rebbe's free to visit. We have room. Rebbe can come anytime.
I'd rather you come to Yerushalayim, but thanks for being
I get that.
Okay, here we go. We're talking about different types of happiness and scope. Yesterday there were some big breakthroughs in understanding American culture. And now we're going to continue. We were talking about yesterday being happy with people's pitfalls, which is a very sensitive issue. We're human beings. And it's natural for us to be in a chavrusa with our friends. And like when we get the pshat in the Rashi, we're like, yes, I got the pshat in the Rashi. And when our chavrusa doesn't get the pshat in Rashi, we're like, yes, he didn't get the pshat in Rashi, which is obviously a very small way of being. It's not ideal at all. And there's certain people who go till the end of their lives. Yankee Hamburger has entered. That's exciting. There are many people who go their whole lives by being satisfied with putting other people down and watching other people mess up and feeling like they grew from that. That's a cheap type of thrill. That's not how we grow. We grow by expecting more from ourselves, being harder on ourselves in a healthy way, and encouraging others to grow, encouraging others to be big, and being happy with other people's successes. So let's go. Here we go. Vod yesh simcha ra mizos. There's even a worse type of happiness. Ooh, we get happy if somebody is messing up in Avodas Hashem. He gets up late for Shacharis, and we're like, oh, good. Now I feel better about myself that I wake up late because that guy who had a perfect record, I am so happy that he woke up late too. Right? That's a terrible thing. To gain your happiness from other people's failures. He says, O samech b'miut yediyaso. When someone doesn't know something, you're happy because you're like, wow, I'm glad he doesn't know that. You know, I feel better about myself if he doesn't know that. Mashal, tzarech shetavin. Listen to this powerful mashal from the Or HaTzadikim. Eved ha-misharis l'melech b'emunah. You have a faithful servant to the king. If he sees that people are not on the board, it should hurt him. After all, he's a faithful servant. So it bothers him if others are not doing what they're supposed to do. And he's got to give them a rebuke and get them back on the track. But Avol b'yose eved sameach. Biroso, Kilkel, Adonav, Karbaso, someone who's happy when other servants are not doing their jobs. Ainza Eved Nemon, he's not on the team. That's not being on the team. If we're happy when other people are not serving Hashem, for whatever reason, it makes us feel better about ourselves. We like to be the top, and it's better the more people are lower than us, the better. That means we're not on the team. It means we're not really loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? When you're in a family and one of the kids doesn't get along with your parents, all the siblings, they're very protective of the parents and it bothers them a lot. And it's very hard for them to be close with that sibling because they see how much pain that sibling causes to the parents. When you love someone, it's very hard to see somebody else being disrespectful to that person or not being obedient to that person. We find that in families. That's, again, you have to work on it, but it's a healthy feeling because when you love someone, it bothers you if they're not being treated properly. But if we're okay with it, and the opposite, imagine somebody would say, oh, I love when my little brother is so disrespectful to my parents, because then I feel more respect. I feel like I respect them more. Because look, compared to my little brother, I'm like the nicest and the best of the children. That's a very simple and distant relationship with parents. That's not a real relationship. A real relationship, Kobe Siegel. Ooh. Wow. Okay, I knew this was going to be a good vibe. That's not a good relationship with parents. When a person loves someone, they can't stand if anyone is not doing well with that relationship. So therefore, we have to be rooting for everyone's success. We have to appreciate everyone and want them all to succeed and be upset when they're down, when they're not doing well. If someone misses Shacharis, it shouldn't make us use it as an opportunity to feel better about ourselves. Oh, I'm there, right? It should be like, what a shame. He's such a great guy. He's always at Shacharis. Too bad for him. Too bad for Hashem. Too bad for Klal Yisrael. We could use him. We need him on the team. So he says here, Rachaver Lishmashkes, this person who's happy with the failures of the king's servants is most certainly not a servant who's Neman, even if he's doing his job flawlessly. But just by smirking when he sees things are not going right in the king's palace, because he wants to be the best servant or whatever that may be, whatever his motivations are, nevertheless, that is clearly not the proper approach to Avodas Hashem. Most certainly not. Rather, Akosov Omer Rotza Hashem is Yireyov. Hashem wants people who fear him, Misha Sameach B'michshol Chaveiro, someone who's happy when his friend messes up. Ein Ritzona Kiritzona Bori Yisbarach. He's not in sync with Hashem. Such a person is not in sync with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. Hashem wants everyone to shine. Now watch this. This is incredible. This is a very incredible point, this next one. Alkein Hispalel Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. There's a famous tefillah that we have that we're supposed to say when we start learning every morning. Yiratzum avanecha shelo yara davar takala yadi v'lechshel b'dvar alacha v'yismuchu bi chaveirai v'lo amar al tamri tar v'lo al tar tamei v'lo al mutar asar v'lo al asar mutar v'lo yichshelu chaveirai b'dvar alecha v'lechem. Ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv das usvuna galenai vavida nevlas mitar secha. This is something that we're supposed to daven when we come into the base medrash, and in newer gemaras they actually have it on the first page, so you could say it. It's a tefillah to do well in learning, and it says in that tefillah something beautiful. Al yichshelu chaveirai b'dvar alacha. My friend shouldn't mess up in the sugya and the dvar alacha and had a paskin. The esmach b'hem. And I shouldn't be happy when he messes up. Below echshel v'yismachu bi. And I shouldn't mess up and my friend shouldn't be happy. What's going on over here? This is a very interesting and real type of davening. Meaning, a lot of times in the base medrash is filled with questions and answers. Like, I know you have a question, I can answer you. You don't know, I know. I know, you don't know. I mean, it's a very competitive environment, and it's natural to get stuck in this whole game of who got shot over here. Ooh, Yitzi Mandela and Dovi, what kind of cool car is that? Is that a car or a spaceship? What is that thing? Is that one of those Big Mac trucks?
Yeah,
wow.
I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Sorry for that, guys. I just saw a really cool car, or the inside of the car. Anyway, it's natural in a base medrash to be to be like thinking, who knows what? Did I know or did you know? Did you have chantosis? Then we can argue with each other, right? Yeah, that's what I said. You tell your chavrusa, that's what I said. Yeah, that's right. That's what you said. That's what I said. No, that's what I said. You didn't chop what I said. That's what I said. Yeah, right? It's a game that we play in the base medrash. Who knows and who's what? So we have to daven to get out of that game, to start being real. The Dvar Hashem, we're learning Torah. Let's get above this competition. Balkain Hispal Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is there. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana made actually a davening for this before you learn. Kirash is a davar matzui. It's common, he says. This line of the Orcha Siddiqui makes me feel very good, and I'll tell you why. Ellie, you'll like this. Ellie, wave to me, Ellie. Thank you. Oh, what happened to your arm, Ellie? Are you okay? You hurt yourself?
Just slicing some vegetables, but we're good.
I know you. It's from writing so vigorously in Morning Seder, not slicing vegetables. I'm putting this in chapter 27 of your art school book. Unbelievable. Anyway, that's what you do with Corona. You write Shtiklach Taira. Anyway, so what I love this line in the Orcha Sadiq, and I'll tell you why. It says here that this is a common problem, and I'll tell you why that makes me feel better, because it means it was a common problem in the time of Rav Nechunya ben Akana, who was a Tana. That means that competition in the base medrash, if I feel bad, Davi Pfeffer, how you doing? Great to see you. Davi, I tried to call you many times. We'll speak. Anyway.
Thank you.
But when we see that this is a Davar Matsui, that it's common in the times of Nechunya ben Akana, it makes me realize that if I feel bad about being competitive, I'm not being fair to myself. And this is something I learned from my mashgiach, Rav Naftali Kaplan. He taught me how to be a realistic Obed Hashem, a realist. One time I went into Rav Naftali and I said, I'm having a nisayon in the area of kavod, of honor. And he said, whoa, kavod, honor, you're worried about honor. You don't work on honor for the next 10 years. That's too high of a madrega. He goes, just be happy that he bothers you at all, but that's not your level. And he sort of like mapped for me that there are things we work on at different times. And it's good to know what's a high madrega, what's a low madrega. It says here in my Orcha Sadikim that it's very common to be competitive. So if you're still competitive, don't worry, you're in very good company. Rav Nechunya ben Akana wrote a tefillah because in the time of the Tanaim, this existed. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't work on it, but you have to know how to be fair with yourself. Reuven Frank is a very big Ben Aliyah. And Reuven, it's important for Bnei Aliyah in particular to know how to be able to give themselves a chance to work on something for years. There are certain things in life that are not quick fixes. And competition, especially in the base medrash, which is Torah, the most chashuv thing that we have on planet Earth and in Shamayim, of course we're going to have issues of being competitive. But we daven, and that's, we daven not to be happy when we won up our chavrusa, and not to be upset that he got the pshat and we didn't, but to try to be a cohesive unit.
The Mashkiach says, Bachram don't work on gaiva, right?
So this is not exactly gaiva. It's a
great, but I'm saying a separate point. The Mashiach says in stages of working on things, Bachram don't work on gaiva, the Mashiach says.
That's right. It was based on Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter held that arrogance is not something that a Bachar should work on because it'll slow him down. People like Akiva Leibowitz, who mamish pound in the base medrash. Imagine if Akiva Leibowitz this year, who actually, I believe, he won the Shemin Lama Or, correct, Akiva? So now what drove Akiva, first year based medrash, to take on the Shemin Lama Or and beat all the defending champions? What made that happen? You know what made that happen? I don't know what made it happen. But even if it was Gaiva, like I want to be the top of Adara Satira, then that's great. At the age of a Bacher, that's just awesome. As long as he's going and he's learning all that material, throw on the gaiva. We want to encourage him. But what if Akiva Leibowitz was working on humility? I'm a worm, I'm a nothing, right? Then he wouldn't have won the Shemin Lamar. And at that stage of Avodas Hashem, that would have been a tragedy. So says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that Bachram should just focus on really moving forward. And I would even say that Reb Reuven Frank Shlita, who's on here, he was the one who pointed that out, is right about this too. If a person's too worried about competition and they can't learn the Tosas properly, then they should just stop being such Bali Musar and just get into the Tosas and learn the Rashba. Doesn't matter. Whatever floats your boat when you're learning Torah. I mean, look at what's going on in the world today. I mean, people are binging sitcoms and they're B'nai Torah, and halavai that we should learn all day because of Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. We'd be in a lot better shape than binging sitcoms. So that's the level that we have to expect of ourselves, but we should still know that there's a game plan here to be happy with others and not to be competitive, to realize that other people's successes do not make you smaller, but adarabba, we're all on the same team. People are happy with others' mistakes, Kadeshi Uno Tseach is Chaver, to win over his friend, one up him, be a low shame, and to become famous, to become the winner of Shemin Lamar. Right? I love this line also. He says, there were a lot of prominent people who are not careful with this. This also corroborates what I just said, which means this is a high level, because you see from here that even very big people can get stuck in competition, and it's a lifelong pursuit. When the Orcha Sadikim says chashuv people, I don't even think we know what chashuv people in his generation were. So he says even chashuv people can get stuck in this, and it makes perfect sense why. Because Torah is so chashuv, so of course a person should, if there's going to be a competitive drive in anything in life, where should it be other than Torah? But I would again, I want to reinforce, tomorrow I'm going to talk about this a little bit in the Shmooze. I'm going to talk about, it's going to have a little bit of a Shovim twist, because a lot of people are suffering in the Shovim element of Corona. Corona is presenting a lot of challenges because people, it's kind of funny because nobody's stuck at home in this generation. In this generation, the home is like a gateway into the entire world. You know, maybe in the 80s, the 80s, there was just television. You know, even then, I don't know, before the Yitzhar invented MTV and HBO, which were all the old channels from, I don't even know if these things still exist. VH1, right? Do these things still exist? Who knows? These are what grandma used to watch. Anyway, but in those days, before that even, right, there was no access. When you were alone, if we had Corona situation then, first of all, we wouldn't be having the shir right now, so let's focus on the positive. We wouldn't be able to connect like this. I love this technology. I'm telling you right now, I love it. I love seeing you guys. I learned with Mayor Weinberger. I learned with Mayor Weinberger, second Seder. It's my second Seder. So I learned with him at 8 a.m. your time. He's sitting here on this little phone the yeshiva gave me, and I'm screaming my guts out. I'm loving it. It's even better than yeshiva. I got my Nespresso in the house. I know that Mayor Solomon likes that. I got the Nespresso. I got all my svarim, and my kids are even now making smoothies in the house with a ninja. We got a ninja. Do you guys know what a ninja is? Shragi Rothberg has a ninja product right here. We've been making smoothies. We were not even Tovo the Ninja. Because of Corona, we got a psak that we should make it Hefker, which means that if any of you travel to my house and steal my ninja, I can't do anything to you. Shragi's already booking a ticket. That's it. Yeah, that's it. So anyway, I love learning in the house. I love it. I really do. I love it. But there are a lot of bullets getting shot at us from technology. And I'm going to speak about that in the schmooze tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, there's a proper schmooze. It is a little confusing on the schedule because you know, I know I normally give this VOD, but actually tomorrow night I give a formal schmooze. You can tell I'm giving a formal schmooze because I'm standing up, which I was thinking of sitting down at the next schmooze because it's kind of more relaxing. And also I think that the lighting in the room is better when I'm sitting. Here, watch. When I stand up, you're going to see that the light focuses on my bald head. You see that? It's not good. If we were in Hollywood, this wouldn't go. But as I go lower, it's much better. I saw that Dovi Pfeffer really liked that. Dovi, you know, part of my job here is to get you to laugh. So I see I succeeded. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. How did I get onto this? I don't even remember. Can anyone tell me how? Danielle Bronstein, you know how I got onto this?
I forgot. No, not really.
Talking about the technology, and back then the technology was different when you're home. Is that as
right,
bad?
How did I get onto technology?
You're talking about Chauvin with the technology. How?
All right.
When you're home alone, it's not so bad.
Why did I bring that up with the Orcha Sadiqim? Oh, I know why. Because I was saying that if you could learn with competition and gaiva and taiva and covet, but you stay away from technology, it's all worth it. Meaning, let's not be too frum. I'm busy giving you a whole drasha about learning for competition. I'm telling you that if you would stop people from watching sitcoms, they could learn because of kinah, because of taiva, because of kavod, for any reason, because of getting a better shidduch. It doesn't matter. Torah is kaddish. If it goes into you, even if it goes into you for all the wrong reasons, you're in great shape. So let's not get too frum over here. But I still have to give the Orcha Sadiqim vod and tell you what he's saying. And he's saying that we should still work on competition. Okay, that's that. Vafilu al sono, even someone you hate. Oh, vaf kama bnei adam chashuvin is harmizet. Lchem kol isha sheritzonu ratzon alukim. Whoever has ratzon Hashem yitzdar al sheinasa ratzon Hashem. It should bother him when people are not doing ratzon Hashem, because it doesn't make anyone bigger. It makes things much more difficult. Anybody want to say anything before we close up?
Yeah, Rebbe, does that mean that you could be learning for whatever reason you want?
Who's talking? Who's talking?
Donald Ringelheim.
Yosef Ringelheim.
Oh, hi, Donald.
Yosef. Does that mean that you're able to learn at whatever outcome you want? But you, at the end, if you're focusing too much on just learning for the wrong reasons, could that grow to like, okay, now I don't care about my middos because I'm learning all day for whatever reason it is?
Now, your age, it's survival mode. Meaning, wait till you get a little older to weed out all these things. But right now, it's survival mode. Whatever gets us into the base medrash at your age is a good thing. And especially with what's out there, what's trying to grab us, it's very, very powerful. The Yetzer Hara is working on overdrive before Mashiach. He's really trying to steal the show. He's trying to close down yeshivas, close down shuls, and get everyone to, somebody was even telling me, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody, not one of our Bachrim, but somebody who's an alumni, that he was watching a show, and again, none of you on here, Chas v'Shalom, Amech Kulam Tzadikim, But there was an inappropriate scene with two men in the show. I didn't even know those things happen. I mean, soon they're going to have inappropriate scenes with animals. And really, Mitzrayim is going into the eyes of the holy Jewish nation. I don't know what's going to be. I'm very, very nervous. I'm nervous for Klal Yisrael. It's so, these Goyim are so far away, and we're holy Jews who are living in the Torah. We're trapped in our homes with difficult nisyonos, but we can do it, my friends. And tomorrow I'm going to discuss it a little bit. I'm going to try to discuss it a little more. I discussed it in the last Shmooze. If you guys could get hold of it, last Shmooze, it's called, I don't remember the name. Making your home into a base madrash. So this is really part two of that. To discuss, it's something I've discussed, not this year's Shovvim, but I discussed in another year's Shovvim, of why Arayas, our desire for Arayas and Torah go together, and they like work together, that the more we're into Torah, the less we're running after trouble, and the less we're into Torah, there's more of a pull towards Arayas. What exactly that is, how to understand it, and I think it will be valuable for us because we're fighting a very, very difficult war. All right, my friends. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day.
Ready? Good question. Rev Casco? Hello?
Dovey, what kind of car is that?
It's a truck.
Rebbe, I have a quick question.
Yeah, Shragi.
This survival mode, does that even include maybe learning for the intellect? There's a lot of people who maybe learn just to be smart, just to have the knowledge, but not necessarily.
I definitely think in this generation, someone who's using the wants to be intelligent from Torah and not from other things, that's also a madrega today. Listen, we're fighting a very big war. So I'm not saying, listen, it could start that way, but the Ramchal writes in one place in Derech Hashem that if someone learns only for intellect, but at least respects the learning, the light of the Torah will go into them and over time will change them. He writes a tremendous Chiddush. It's a higher level than Lo Lishma. He writes, it's based on a Medrash in Eicha. Halavai Osi Azvu, Halavai Klal Yisrael will leave me, but not leave my Torah, Shema or Shabo Machzira Lamuta. The light in the Torah will come into them while they're learning just for intellectual reasons, and it'll affect them. But he writes one Tanai, that they at least honor the Torah as much as a secular science. Not more. As much as math or science or history. If they give the Torah at least that much honor, then the Torah can affect them. So I would say that if someone's learning just for intellect, that at least shows that if in this generation he believes that the intelligence comes from the Torah, eventually he should come back to us and we should all be zocha to see that everybody comes back bekarov.